This is Earth and Sky on the return of the trumpeter swan. Trumpeter swans get their name for their deep, sonorous call.
Trumpeters can be recognized by their jet black bill and snowy white feathers. They're the largest swan in the world, but their numbers have dwindled from estimates of 100,000 in the 1800s to fewer than 70 in 1932.
More recently, trumpeter populations have slowly increased along the West Coast. Lately, there have been conservation efforts made to introduce the trumpeter swan to the Atlantic coast.
Biologists at Environmental Studies at Airlie in Virginia are teaching the birds a migration route of over 500 kilometers, over 300 miles. Swans naturally learn migration routes from their parents, but since their biological ancestors who knew the routes have perished, biologists are now using ultralight aircraft to show the swans the way. The route goes from western New York to the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland.
Trumpeter swans are a bit lazy in the winter. Without some training, a hard freeze might kill them because they prefer to stay put rather than migrate. But once these swans learn that there are greener pastures down south, it's hoped they'll teach their offspring to follow the same route a year later. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.